The Traveler's Journal, February 11th, with a Q&A on B&Bs. Bed and breakfasts have caught on big in the U.S. A decade ago, there were fewer than 1,000 B&Bs and small inns. Today, more than 20,000 beckon from sea to shining sea. By their nature, small inns tend to be quirky places, which can be part of their charm. They vary widely in access, architecture, and amenities. Many reflect the personality and hospitality of their proprietors. But without prior knowledge or personal recommendation, finding a B&B that suits your style and taste can be a hit-or-miss affair. Many bed and breakfast guidebooks have been written. Some have photos and extensive descriptions. Others offer little more than an address and phone number. Several websites can also simplify the searching, though not the selection. The best way to find out about a particular property is still to call and speak with its proprietors. In addition to obtaining an accurate idea of its amenities and availability, style and room selection, you can get a sense of the owner's personality, which is often the most significant factor. Many inns do not accept children or pets. In-room TVs and telephones are also rare. A hot breakfast served family style is the rule at most inns, although many also offer meals made to order. Many B&Bs require a deposit of up to 50% of the cost of the stay when the reservation is made, but also be sure to check on their cancellation policy before you put down any deposits. Many also exact stiff penalties if you cancel your reservations. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.